Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. I want to welcome you to the Vibrant Living Network. It says talk. We're going to talk about things. Really, we want to attune and listen in a different way. I want to welcome you to the Vibrant Living Network and our new format and our expansion. We have more than one program. This is vibrant. This first half is going to be all about vibrant dogs. And if you listened last week, I was just sharing the story of a psychiatrist friend of mine who did a lot of unusual research that helped people with things like fibromyalgia, Epstein-Barr, Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's. These, in the conventional world, they're considered mysterious illnesses because really people don't know how to treat them. I was at Harvard last year as a speaker, and I met a lot of people who are actually doing different movement therapies to help them with some of these hidden or mysterious illnesses. And there's more and more research coming on this. And so dogs, particularly Rottweilers, which is the thing I talked about last week. So I was just going to say to you guys, I'm going to take this on. It's going to be, I want to introduce Lisa LaRose, my producer. She's a dog lover, by the way, a dog advocate. Lisa, welcome. I deeply appreciate you. Sherry Marquez, Smart Paws. And also, Sherry's a dog mystic. You know, what is a dog mystic, you're wondering? Dog mystic is someone who could walk in the room and read what the dog is saying. The dog has a language, right? So imagine if you guys could read the dog's language. Then maybe you wouldn't need to train it or suppress it. Maybe you could have a different way of relating to it. So welcome. Oh, I know what I was going to take on today. This came to me like 4 a.m. I've been playing with this one, but it very well relates to the dog kingdom. So here it goes. I want you guys to come with me. It's going to be a little different potentially. Are you guys going to say yes? Okay, here we go.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I can use that for my parents in 8th grade. We live in a parallel universe. And the way it is that in the universe, we sense things from our linear self, and we are conditioned very strongly to the linear path. There's a known answer, and we get overtrained in a linear way. In the parallel universe, however, there's another universe where things exist that's beyond our seeing and our sensing. And this is talked about in things like the Kabbalah, where they say don't use the known language. So there's a language when you speak in a place that some people refer to as presence or awareness. We don't speak from the same place. We don't we don't use the same habitual language that usually reinforce what I call thought viruses. Now, what's sort of interesting about this is that sometimes we don't learn this from other human beings. As a matter of fact, a lot of human beings reinforce, if you will, the hypnosis of life. They reinforce this being that we see things from this place that's kind of keeps us stuck. So dogs, and what I was talking about last week was that Ben, the Rottweiler, when I met him, he helped me see and experience something very different. So why we're doing this ongoing series, one is I have Sherry. I said to myself, Lisa, that I needed someone who is involved with the world of dogs in a little different way than you are, but you know, works with them every day, works with them in a way that's gentle and allows them to reveal who they are. You know, so dogs, what I discovered through Ben and through the psychiatrist, and I told the story last week, that Rottweiler specifically, and every dog I'm sure has its own medicine they bring. The thing about Rottweilers is they deal in issues of life and death. That's their mission. They deal in issues in life and death. They protect things, they protect people. What happens, that what Wayne discovered, the psychiatrist, was that's just not true physically. It's true actually energetically and in this other, almost find hard to find language for it. But the language would be that in Wayne's research was that in fact they clear energies that make us ill, that very severely ill. They just do that. That's part of their mission. And he called me up one day, our relationship. He used to call me Boober. And he called me up and told me to get this Rottweiler. And then I asked the universe, I said, I need someone else to bring this forward, Lisa. And then I met Sherry. And here Sherry is. And she has this mission of to impart to people hidden lessons of a dog mystic and what they are. And I've been pondering about this. What are these lessons that you go to any place, really? I go to places every day, and I'm sure you guys too, where I see a dog walk on the scene and change everything. Like I talked about the parallel universe. So sometimes it shows up in a way that reminds us of something that we can't verbalize, but it's just there. So I want to welcome you, Sherry. You're a family member. Thank you for being here. And welcome, Lisa.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Oh, good. Well, tell me what you're excited about. Go with the excitement.
I am excited just to share my knowledge about how amazing dogs are, and I'm excited about the vibrant dogs transformation. So it's gonna be fun.
Nice.
But dogs are just absolutely amazing, and they bring peace to so many people's lives. So, and my mission is to keep dogs in their forever home by training them without treats to create a peaceful environment.
I'm laughing, Sherry and Lisa, because I was with someone very close to me, and she had a pet. She has a wonderful dog. But pretty much, honest to God, the dog would do anything. If the dog did anything, they'd give it a treat. Anything. Walked, they give it a treat. Jumped in the car, they gave it a treat. And then at the end of the walk, you know, I want to say, this family, I'll never reveal the name, but she was saying to me that the dog also has an eating problem, too. So I thought it was funny because I said, oh, because you give so many treats, but I didn't want to put my foot in my mouth in a way. So treats. So you said without treats. That's really interesting. You said without treats.
Yes, without treats.
Oh, say. Yeah.
If you give the dog a treat for every single thing that they do, they're going to expect it. And then if you don't have a treat, then they're going to look at you like, nah, I'm not going to do that. So
wow.
They're very smart. Their minds are just like children.
They are. And I have to share, I went on your website, which I'm going to just give real quick, which is smartpawsdogtraining.com. It's smartpawsdogtraining.com. And you have some wonderful videos on there. And I was so impressed that you actually didn't even need words, that you could just use hand signals and the dog would listen to what you were commanding just with your body language and what you were conveying with your energy.
Thank you.
Was this,
yes.
Yeah, it's really remarkable. I wish you were closer. certainly use you
she can
some
be.
Some of our pack. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
But so could you tell us a little bit about how you developed that technique and your journey?
Well, I started out with a company in West Palm Beach, Florida, and that was their training techniques. And you know, it's more or less using tone inflections and using the leash. The leash is your tool, And anything that you're thinking and feeling goes from you through the leash and to the dogs. All dogs have a sixth sense. They know exactly what's going on. So they can pick up on your energy. So as long as you're calm and you're firm and you're teaching them, you know, of course, with puppies or any dogs that don't know the commands, starting out with the sit command, even if you push the butt down, you know, just to get them into the sit, that's just for like the first day, day and a half. And then after that, you're using the leash and your fingers to pretend that you have a treat, or even if you're luring with them with the treat, to put it near their nose and go up. So, but the leash is your tool, because without the leash, then they know that they're in control. So, and it's also about not giving up, because if you know that the dog knows a command and they're being stubborn and you give up, then they don't know minutes. They just know a time frame. So in their minds, they're extremely patient. So they're like, all right, well, let me just wait a little bit longer. You'll give up and then I don't have to do it. So it just takes one time of you get like any person getting frustrated and say, forget it. I'll do this at another time. But that dog remembers that, cool, perfect. I will get away with this and I won't have to do it because I don't want to do it. So you're enforcing the command, but then after they do it, then you're giving them plenty of praise and lots of love. So being firm but loving.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
I appreciate the insights. We do dog rescues, so I have lots of all different types of personalities.
my goal. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you going to
say? My goal is to be able to teach through the videos or through live video casting. So even if I'm in Florida and where do you live?
I live in Pennsylvania. I'm in Pittsburgh.
Okay. So you're in Pennsylvania, then, you know, we can definitely have a good training session even through the video.
Wow. So, that's awesome.
Yeah. That's brilliant. Yeah, that's wonderful. I think so many people, Sherry, would love that. And also, I think we should have you come here and teach a weekend seminar or a day seminar. I think that would be very good.
I would love that.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll start setting up dates. And you know, I want to actually let me ask you. So, Lisa, what's something that you would share with people that people would find surprising about dogs? What do you think? What's something you learned from dogs that has been life changing for you? Like, what's something that, in your experience, I know you're on so many dogs, and I'm just curious. There's something that T. Wayne would say, that the psychiatrist would say that, and I'll reference the Rottweiler again, and I'm going to stretch you guys. So basically, what he says to me about Rottweiler is, in fact, and I know you've heard of this from different traditions, Native American tradition, the mystic Christian tradition, they talk about purification. So he said that Rottweiler is actually cleared in the same way that Dr. Valerie Hunt said, that we don't get sick at the physical level first. We get sick at the level of the energy body. And so Dr. Hunt was my teacher and my mentor, and God, she was I loved her so much. But she said that's how we get sick. We get sick at the energy body first. And that's also shown in the New German Medicine, which is incredible stuff, the New German Medicine. So what he said the Rottweilers did is they pulled this off your energy body. They pulled this stuff off your energy body so that there was no stagnation or blockage. And so that changed my relationship to – I have a special love for Rottweilers because of that. What's the lesson that you – so my lesson in that case was, wow, like Ben is serving our family in a way that's incredible. And, of course, that played out every day. I was telling Sherry that as an example, if I didn't get up in the morning, he didn't move. He wouldn't move until I moved. So he followed me around the house, and he waited until I made a move, and he took care of my son. I mean, he just openly came into our lives, and then I met a dog whisperer like Sherry, And he said the dog exists in two states, electronic and magnetic. He said only two states. And he says the dog will never bite if it's in a magnetic state. So he started to teach me what it was to be magnetic. Now, I'm saying a lot here. I wanted to go back to the question I asked you because I was getting a little enthusiastic about the magnetic and electronic.
Yeah, well, one of my dogs will start barking about 10
yes.
minutes before somebody is supposed to arrive at the house. And it drives me nuts because he's at the door. But he's already sensing their arrival, or he's sensing my energy. And I have to agree that they're very healing. Mm-hmm. They'll know for a long time before I moved into my new office, I was seeing some people in my house, and the one dog would, you know, come up and would sit on their lap, and their energy would calm, and it was almost as though they were absorbing the energy and actually healing that person. Do you notice that a lot in the dogs that you work with, Sherry?
Oh yeah, they're so healing. I mean, like, you know, they're so healing, and they're just so receptive. Mm-hmm. I mean, they and they're creatures of habit as well. So when you start cleaning up and getting ready for having a guest over, then that one dog that is barking or getting excited is just picking up on your habits of, you know, preparing the house to have somebody over. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, you know, the calming effects that the dogs bring are absolutely amazing. I mean, like, perfect example is for using the dogs in schools or in libraries, and, you know, using them as a reading partner for the kids that are, you know, shut down, or they're nervous about reading in the class, then they just totally open up with the dog.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Because there's no there's just that sense of calming and just being open and showing them as much love as possible. Great.
Now, do you work with a lot of dogs preparing them for programs like that?
I do the service and therapy training as well. So service training for all different kinds of service, and then emotional support and the therapy. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see the transformations.
Well,
you know, just
wonderful.
to teach them the commands, and then just getting them used to.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network along with Lisa LaRose, Sherry Marquez, Smart Pause Training. Smart Pause Training. It's beyond training. It's really working with someone who's I like to call her a dog mystic. Stay with us on the Vibrant Living Radio Network. I used to go. You like precious, enjoy it. Stay with us.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Conflict comes in many forms and often triggers a fight-or-flight response. Some of us gravitate toward conflict, while many will stop at little to nothing to avoid it. Unfortunately, what we resist will persist, which often forces us to face our fear and deal with it head on. Join me during my show, Conflict Rising, as I discuss the important role of conflict with leaders who have moved through it successfully. Tune in Thursdays at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember, it's always darkest before the dawn.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. Lisa, I met Sherry in the Remarkable. The Remarkable is a place that we meet people beyond the known, beyond linear time. And it's something I practice every day. I ask the Remarkable. I ask the Divine for who I'm supposed to meet, because I cannot do this alone. The biggest myth we have in our culture is that we could do things on our own. We have forgotten about the power of the community and the wonder of coming together. I got smarter and more in tune and knew that Vibrant Dogs would come forward when I met Sherry. So I want to say I met Sherry in the Remarkable. She's been remarkable. And I want to let you guys know, and I advocate this as a matchmaker, don't try to get to know someone. It's a waste of time. Recognize who they are, and you'll both have the wisdom to go to the next level of relationship. I want to honor Sherry Marquez, and I'm so happy, Sherry, you're here hosting and co-hosting and bringing this wonderful work. When you speak, there's such a sense of settling. Yeah, you're really welcome. Lisa's been so wonderful asking these things. I've been sitting back and going, wow, that's a great question, Lisa. That's a great exploration. what's it going to be next, Lisa? I'm going to defer to Lisa.
Well,
she's smart today. I'm going to sit back.
Sherry, on your website, yeah, I know. I love that you say you're a one-stop shop for dog training. But you also said that you do energy healing for animals, and you work with expectant couples.
It's so beautiful.
I really appreciate a lot, because a lot of dogs end up in the shelter system because of a new baby comes into the home and
yes,
there's different challenges and whatnot. And I think that, you know, that is really a gift to be able to help prepare people. And not a lot of people think to do that in that training. So, I'm curious as to, you know, we're actually going to be having somebody in the second half that does energy healing. If you could share a little bit about your work with that and what brought you into that modality, I guess.
Well, I mean, like, you know, the real quick, just with the Welcome Home Human. I mean, there was too many times that.
Great name.
People had a dog for so many years, and then all of a sudden, just because they were having a baby, that dog was their first baby, and just because they were pregnant, then they just excluded the dog, and a dog is your family, so we need to just incorporate them into the family and just blend the family with no fear, no, like, nothing, because whenever you exclude them, then that's when the aggression starts, because they're totally confused. Just because this baby is here, then I'm getting excluded from everything that I was able to do before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just teaching the couples exactly what to do before, and then as soon as the baby is born, and then the whole introduction afterwards. So it's so, so very important. You know, just to keep the dog or dogs as a part of the family. And I was actually listening to a podcast one night, and my teacher, Renee Colston, she's out in Arizona. She came on and was talking about energy healing for animals, and I was blown away. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do this. And I flew out to Arizona, and it was absolutely amazing. It's a restorative energy healing for animals, and it realigns the whole entire body. So it's not like, it's different than Reiki, because Reiki focuses on a certain ailment that's going on, whereas I'm just focusing on the whole body. So I realign the whole entire body. We're born with a perfect blueprint, and with just growing up and traumas and whatever you go through in life, things get out of whack. So with the energy healing, it just it realigns everything. So
So it reduces stress, it relieves pain, and it's an overall amazing, amazing feeling. So that was in 2015, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's beautiful, and I just love learning. And I just want to help as many animals as people as, and people as possible. So
that's wonderful.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I just want to say, we're heading into the next segment. I'm going to tell you guys. I want to actually comment. I watched a video the other day of his. He's a pretty famous pit bull. He's like Godzilla. He's so big. And the wife of the trainer of the dog educator, I got to explain to you guys why I don't work. I like the word training sometimes. I think what Sherry does is light years beyond training. But anyway, he brought his wife home with the newborn, and this, I don't know, let's say 100, it's 150 pound pit bull. And the pit bull, like, oh my God, he was so gentle with the infant. And the mom just embraced the pit bull, and it was like, I was so puzzled because, okay, about a year ago, in the remarkable, I'm waiting for my dog to come. And I met some people, I think there was some people in, I'm going to say Newport Beach. And they called me back, and they had a Rottweiler for me. And I said, well, tell me, how did you raise him? And tell me about it. And tell me your whole experience with Rottweilers. And he goes, well, I grew up with Rottweilers. And he goes, but when my wife was pregnant, this is 20 years ago, he goes, we gave up the Rottweiler. And he doesn't realize what that meant to me when he said that. I felt bad for the dog. I didn't feel good about it. And I asked him the next question, was now it's 20 years later, and he's a breeder. So I said, what about now if your wife is pregnant? And I heard him pause. And as soon as he paused, I knew I couldn't get the dog from him. Because the thing about the dog world that reflects the human world is still these fear and hesitation. I thought still he was unclear about how to create the harmony between the human and the dog. Which I think is so beautiful what you're doing, Sherry. And that's what I'm looking for as I pass, as I wait for my vibrant dog. Wow, it's the bottom of the hour. I just want to check with Chris. We have Dr. Gloria yet, Chris? He takes very long pauses when I talk to him, so it's just a meditation thing. That's all that is, yeah. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you. All right. Go ahead. Yeah. No, actually, I want to let you know that Sherry's going to stay with us. And yes, please give out our website, Lisa.
Yeah. So it's www.smartpawsdogtraining.com. And it's all a wealth of information. So I'd encourage anybody to please go check it out. And, I'm looking forward to learning more, Sherry.
Well, the other thing you didn't mention, Lisa.
I'm looking forward to helping and teaching you for sure. Thank you.
Another thing that Sherry didn't mention is she has best dreadlocks of South Beach, Florida, which she didn't mention. I wanted to mention it for her. Best dreadlocks of South Beach.
I'm the dog mystic with dreadlocks. So
yes, that's what it was. Yes,
you can't miss me.
All right, I want to tell you guys a story as we introduce Dr. Gloria Kay. So the story is, we've been talking I've been talking about 30 years. I've been exploring what is the remarkable. What is this thing called the remarkable? Because the remarkable exists beyond our schooling. One of the things that Mark Twain said that I love, he said he didn't let his schooling get in the way of his education. So for all the people that I met who had a lot of degrees, there was another dimension that I couldn't explain that was with some people. They carried it. They carried medicine. They carried something different. So about 4 weeks ago, I literally met energy healers from around the world. I work with energy healers around the world. And yet I felt I wanted to work with someone new who had a distinctive medicine and could speak another level and work with. And I want to say that meeting Dr. Gloria Kay, it exceeded everything I experienced for many years with energy healers. So I want to say that I'm so, so happy she's with us. I told Sherry she could do a session with Dr. Gloria. And Dr. Gloria, you've meant the world to me. Your work and our relationship has opened up a whole new door of the universe for me. So I want to richly welcome you to our Vibrant
Thank
Living
you.
Network. You're very welcome. I want to introduce you to Lisa LaRose, Sherry Marquez, who's excited about you being here. So wholehearted welcome and my love to you. Welcome, Gloria.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome. Thank you so very much.
Hello.
So for 50 years, you've been working with people all around the world. As a matter of fact, I think Lisa asked me, she says, well, does Dr. Gloria work on dogs? And I said, yes. I started to tell her the story about the dog you've been working on. Since we've been talking about vibrant dogs, you want to introduce your basic philosophy of energy healing, how you came into it, and then maybe talk about animals, because you do treat animals.
I do treat animals. I have to be very careful, however, because theoretically, I need to be working under the supervision of a vet. So I'm very discriminated about the animals that I work with. However, you know, remote healing, I think, is another category. So I will tell you about my son's dog. So I was doing remote healing on the dog, and the dog is 18 years old, cataracts, difficulty getting up out of his bed, just characteristic behavior of a very old dog. And my son really cares for the dog and didn't want to put the dog down, and I don't blame him. Anyway, remotely, I worked on the dog, and I wasn't quite sure about the benefits that the dog would receive. I just didn't have a strong feeling about it one way or the other. Anyway, I went to visit my son, and I saw the dog. And the dog was getting up out of his dog bed, and he was following my daughter-in-law around, which is what he was doing when he was feeling chipper. And he was absolutely rejuvenated. So with the remote healing, I can't say exactly what goes on. I think I'm using light waves. But I know, or I'm pretty sure, hands-on, the results are occur because of cellular changes. So it's probably what's happening with the remote healing as well. And yesterday I worked on an Aussie that had a brain tumor that was pressing on his trigeminal nerve and caused him to not have balance, and one eye was crossed. Anyway, after three sessions, after one session, we saw an improvement. After three sessions, the dog was once again frisky. Not 100%, but my work very frequently will shrink tumors, whether they're cancerous or not. So that's a little thumbnail about what I do with animals.
You know, I realize the four of us speak as if, you know, we obviously embrace the notion of there's something beyond the local mind. For people who've never experienced remote healing, or people who are totally skeptic, or they are totally curious, what would you say to them? What would you say? You've been doing this 50 years. I know you have a PhD, I think, in psychology, but you've gone about this in a very scientific way. What would you want to share with people who have never heard of it, or they're really curious about it today? Remote healing.
Sure. So remote healing, I created this specialty, and I would say, although I've been doing healing overall for 50 years, the last 10 years, I've really been honing my gift as a remote healer. And I think, again, what happens is I look at the structure and try to create structural balance. And when that occurs, then the energy moves more freely through the body, whether it's hands-on or remote. Does that answer your question?
I'll defer to Lisa or Sherry. You guys have any questions? I want you guys to speak to the audience in the sense that what's a curiosity or something you've wondered about remote healing? Either of you, Sherry or Lisa, anything that you've really been curious about or you wondered about or anything like that?
Well, again, I would like to comment that they have nothing to lose except their pain and discomfort, whatever that might be, and an hour of their time. So,
well, I decided to work with you instead of waiting for a subway. That was supposed to be humorful, by the way, for you, because that was an unscripted moment. Yeah, I know. Thank you for that. You covered me, Gloria. We're definitely going to be really good at parties together, because those are awkward moments where they don't go off, you know. I just ask where the avocado dip is then. Well, I'm going to share my experience working with Dr. Gloria, and then I know Cheryl, you're open to do a session, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. He's such a sweetheart. All right. Okay, my experience working with Dr. Gloria was I could feel her work on me. I could feel when we did the session, there were certain points in the session that I just noticed my sense of settling, my sense of faith, my sense of soul, my sense of like, I felt a oneness with Gloria, a sense that she could actually, I could consciously give her permission to go into my skull, into my deepest core. And I just felt it was a blessing. I just felt something open deeply. And I felt my life was going to open to another whole level. So it was a very deep, personal, sacred thing. And also I felt, and I just feel that Gloria operates with such integrity and wonder. And I would say a lot, and I would say this, I sort of say this as a little bit of a caution. I was surprised. I used to think when someone's website said, you know, I have a gift from God, they did. And sometimes they don't. I don't know what's going on. So one of my favorite books is on spiritual discernment. And I just want to say that my experience with Dr. Gloria has been profound. So since Sherry's here and she's willing to work with you, she could be your perfect, she could be your, what would you call it, she could be your catalyst for communicating to the audience in a different way about the work that you do. People have asked me what my experience is, and I said to them, Gloria, I feel like I'm in a conscious conversation with you, but yet I feel sort of altered. I feel altered yet grounded. My breath changes, and I find your feedback has been so reassuring during this particular, blessed challenge. And then also that you draw pictures, drawings. You do three. And so you sometimes will tell me about those. And I just deeply thank you. I do feel we're here for a distinct mission to bring this work to a lot more people. Sherry Marquez, why don't you go ahead and share? Why do you want to do a session? And you don't have to say. You can be. Oh, we'll take a brief pause. Brief pause. I'm going to have Dr. Gloria cover me tomorrow night at a party because I know I'm going to say an unscripted joke just like I did and she'll cover me. You like, precious, enjoy it. Stay with us. We're going to do a remote healing session with Dr. Gloria. Sherry Marquez, Dog Mystic, Lisa LaRose. Stay with us. I'm Glenn Buss.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. To go beyond our beliefs and experiencing something new allows us to go beyond the culture of thoughts and ideas that often hold us back. You're listening to Vibrant Living, and we're talking with Dr. Gloria Kay. Among other things, she's an energy healer, yoga teacher. And we're talking about remote healing, along with Sherry Marquez, Lisa LaRose. So, Sherry, go ahead. You volunteered to do energy healing. We'll invite the audience in to tune into this, listen to it, be inquiring. Always be inquiring. Okay. Go ahead, Sherry. Share something. Go ahead, Gloria. Facilitate the meeting.
Yeah, please tell me what physical issues you might have that you would like me to address.
I am having some hip pain, and I don't know what's going on, but my whole right side is kind of out of whack. Like, my left side is fine, but from my hip down to my foot, it's been sore.
No, do you have pain this moment?
No, it's tight, but it's not sore at this moment.
So I'd like to have some comparison. Is there anything you can do that can create a little pain, so we'll know if
just kind of like leaning back and forth. It's like once I lean to the left, then I feel the.
Are you standing when you're leaning, or are you seated?
Right now I'm sitting down.
And when you say you move to one side and you have pain, when you do that, are you standing or seated?
Both. I mean, seated and standing.
Okay.
So I mean, like right now I'm sitting, but like it's not like a sharp pain. It's more or less just the muscles
are
just extremely tight.
Okay.
And
well, I'll get in there in a moment. I do want to comment on Glenn's comment about God-given gifts. Yes, I certainly believe in that. I also would like listeners to know that my great aunt Katie was a healer in Kiev. And my belief is that I inherited her gift. So just to make that clear, and yes, God is there for me. Let's just put it like that. I act as the conduit.
Yes. We're the vessel, and we're the vessel just to provide the healing, which is beautiful.
Right. So I'm in there, and it doesn't look too injured or too traumatized. I would say probably a moderate issue there. And you say it goes down to your foot?
Yes, I mean, like, it goes down because my sciatic, my right sciatic is gives me problems, and then it goes down my leg into my foot. But then I also got I got stitches in my bunion area, so just limping around. That happened last year.
So did you have a bunionectomy?
Excuse me?
Did you have a bunionectomy?
No, I actually dropped a glass jar on my foot, and it cut open the right on top of the bunion. So I had 5 stitches on top of the bunion.
Oh my.
So it was not fun.
Wow.
I can only imagine.
Yes.
All right, I'm there. And we'll just focus for a few more minutes. So this
since we're here in the room with you, do you feel Gloria inside? What's your sense of it, Sherry? Do you feel her? Do you feel Gloria when she says she's inside of that? Does that strike you? Do you have any feelings about that? What are you noticing about anything?
Tingling and like a slight warmth on my right side. Mm.
On your right side.
Okay. Yes.
We like that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay. So just to be clear, the pain in your leg is the back of your leg?
Yeah, I mean, it's more the side and the back.
I see.
So it's going from the hip to the sciatic down, and like in the back of the knee has been bothering me, and then down to the ankle and then the foot. So the whole right side.
Okay, so I'm going to go back to the hips and just try to align the hips, and then I'll come back to your leg.
Lisa, if you have any, you know, be the audience. If you have any questions or things, share it. Because a lot of people are probably wondering or have questions, you know. So right now, as we're here, Dr. Gloria is working in a remote way on Sherry. And well, I've had this done many times. Mm-hmm.
Can you observe any changes in Sherry's skin tone?
I could just feel, I could just, go ahead, Gloria. I want to make sure I'm catching what you, what you asked.
Yeah, did you notice any difference in Sherry's skin tone?
Do I sense it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, exactly. Thank you, Lisa. So Sherry's in Florida and I'm in Massachusetts. But you mean just on an energy, on an energy level or just?
So sorry, I thought she was.
Oh, that's all right. You thought we were all in the same room. Because at this point, I think Lisa would bring some wonderful snacks or something. But no, I know we're in different marketplaces. That's just Lisa. She's very kind. No, I always thought you were honoring me with the non-local ability to sense Sherry's skin tones. I was thinking this is a profound question coming from a 50-year healer. I was very impressed with your question. Touched.
So I think your hips are pretty in line now. Could you see if they're, if you can move more easily?
I feel the tension is definitely, has definitely subsided. I mean, just
better.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, like and twisting, like, you know, just bending to the left, the tightness of the muscle is not as tight as it was, but like the, it's not necessarily warmth that I feel right now. It's more or less the tingles. It's like a tingly effect in the whole right side that kind of, it's almost like you can actually feel the muscles slowly stretching out. Like it's
right.
Beautiful.
Right. Okay. I'm going to hang with that just a little bit. And I do want to tell the listeners that when I do my work, it's site specific. It's not Reiki. I get into the area that needs attention and infuse that area with energy. So it's, as I call it, site specific. So you let me know what your issue is, and I try to help you with that. Wow, I think you just check that out again. I think you're even more fluid in the hip.
Yes, definitely.
Yes?
Yes.
You close to 100%?
Let's see. Actually, it's looser than the left side right now.
Okay. That's great.
Cool.
So I'm going to do the top part of both thighs right at the end of your buttock. So I'm going to get in there on the left and the right.
Okay.
And I do want the listeners to know that I don't go unless I'm invited. Absolutely. So not only invited, but that I have permission. And the exceptions would be, you know, the elderly or a little baby. But otherwise, I am very clear about the ethical issues of this work and just going where I'm invited. There we
and
go.
What is your, what is, what happened?
So Dr. Gloria, for our listeners, can you just give them an idea? Are you feeling things? Are you seeing in your mind the vibration? Could you just give them, since they're some people may be new to this, exactly what it's like for you as a healer?
Well, I get clear impressions. So the answer would be I get pictures.
Okay.
And when people ask you, what is energy healing? Like, what is your response?
What is my answer to that?
Yes.
Well, let's see how I can easily describe that. It's the infusion, probably of an electrical charge, or as I was indicating before, light waves. But it's an infusion of something that is not tangible into the body, and I do that according to where the need is. Don't know if that's helpful or not.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when people ask me, I just say that everything is energy. Everything is energy all around. So it's more or less just, my body is allowing the energy to flow through my body and through my hands and to realign the body.
Beautiful.
You're listening to Vibrant Living along with Sherry Marquez, Lisa LaRose. I'm Glenn Brooks. We're exploring remote healing. Before Dr. Gloria, I met one other person, Ron Whiting, who did something called absentee healing. He was in Australia. And yeah, he was someone that was remarkable. And I hear about a lot of people, and my experience with Dr. Gloria has just been wonderful, distinct, remarkable. Emphasize that. Mm-hmm. And when I spoke to, Ron about how he discovered this, it was a wild story. I forgot what he said. I think he told me it's going to be pretty out there. He told me he started to have things appear and reappear in his life. Like things would appear and reappear. And he was the most, he was amazing. So for instance, he would set up a little table at his house in Australia and he would work on you. And then he'd write a full report of what happened. So if he had a tick on you, he would remove all the tick venom or the spirochetes. He was helped many people in the United States dissolve tumors, and he was $40 a session. And so at the time I said to people, I don't know anybody else. And now I've been honored to meet Dr. Gloria. So because of my relationship with Dr. Norm Shirley, who's a neurosurgeon, I've always been very curious about this and I've discussed this. And so I think it's so beautiful. It was passed on to you through an aunt. Did she consciously pull you aside, Gloria, and tell you that she was going to share this?
She actually died before I was born. I was named after her. And I believe that the energy can skip a generation. My grandson has the gift. Well, Sherry, I think we're complete. Could you give me some feedback, please?
I am nice and relaxed. That's for sure. Just bending back and forth. Yes, I feel looser. There's still a little bit of tension in the front. I don't know if it's the hip or the pelvic, but definitely looser. I mean, like the tingles in my leg, my right leg, it feels like tingles, but then it's loosening as I'm speaking. So it's very nice.
Well, thank you for this opportunity, Sherry, and
thank
Glenn.
You.
I know our time is almost up. Is there anything else you wanted me to cover?
Well, I want you to make sure I have one more quick question, but please, Gloria, give out your website as well. Give out your contact.
Sure, it's just
please.
My name, drgloriakaye.com.
GloriaKaye.com.
Yeah.
I don't know. Why don't you leave us? You know what I'm curious about? I want to have Sherry give out your website again. We'll continue with Vibrant Dogs next week, same time, 1 p.m. along with Sherry Marquez and Lisa LaRose and whoever else. We got some wonderful people lined up. I guess what I want to ask you, a lot of people wonder, how could they make themselves receptive to healing? How could people have a spontaneous healing? What's something in all your years and from your the heart of your aunt, what's something you want to share with people? Because a lot of people, I think, at a certain point in their life, they'd like to be receptive and go beyond the diagnosis, the worrying, the concern. What do you feel makes people or allows people to have healing or allows people to have a spontaneous healing or have an instantaneous healing? What would you say? What have you discovered?
Sometimes it's desperation. They've tried everything else. I've had people look at me and say, "You're my last hope," which used to freak me out. It doesn't anymore, because whatever the issue is, I do my best. I know I do my best. Mm-hmm. And there are very few people that I don't help. So it's just a question of showing up and an hour of your time. In this case, it was probably 10 minutes. But I like to do a full hour, because then I get to scan the entire body. So, Sherry, I'm pretty sure this healing will hold. Sometimes I need to do a touch-up, which...
I just want to thank you, Gloria. We're going to have you on again. You'll be with us again. Deeply love and appreciate you. Sherry, much love. Alicia, much love. Smart Dog, smartpawstraining.com. Sherry, is that correct?
Yes, smartpawsdogtraining.com.